Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Me, I'm JR. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. Thank you to everybody locked in and listening as I break things in the studio here all over North America. You can listen to the show everywhere on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live and local on your local affiliate. You can listen on SiriusXM 158, and if you got yourself a smart speaker, it's real simple. All you got to do is ask that speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey holding it down for us in New York City. Me, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. This is important to let you know as well that this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We have already had a busy show. Thank you so much to my main man, Emery Hunt from CBS Sports HQ, for joining us in the last break. He has some positive news. If you happen to be a fan of the Chicago Bears or the Washington Commanders, Emery Hunt says, listen, folks, there's a good chance that the Bears and the Commanders might compete to get in the playoffs. I'm like, well, damn. That means the NFL draft certainly worked out for them. Maybe they were a little bit like the Texans. Thank you to Emery Hunt. We had a great conversation with Malik Spencer, a Michigan State, MSU. A Spartan joined us earlier on in the show as well. He could be a first-round draft pick next season. So we've talked about a lot, gotten involved in some NBA talk, got involved in more NFL and draft talk. And how about this minute, this second? The Boston Celtics are smacking around the Heat 58-41. Boston trying to take a 3-1 series lead. And Kristaps Porzingis, man, a calf strain? Of course, the 7'3" man who's always hurt goes down with a calf strain. And you better hope that's pretty much all that it is. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Are you stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. We'll keep you up to date on Boston and Miami as they continue to roll. We got another game, Oklahoma City taking on New Orleans. They're pretty close in the first. At the end of the first, OKC leads 21-19. And then tonight, in about an hour from now, the Los Angeles Lakers, they are going to try to stay alive, stave off elimination one more time against the Denver Nuggets. The Lakers are down 1-3 in their series. So we've had a busy show. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, SiriusXM 158, your local affiliate. If you got a smart speaker, simple, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a busy day. Travis Kelce got his contract extension. 2 years tacked onto his deal. He'll be around until 2027. Ezekiel Elliott joining the Cowboys again. Got released around this time last year. Played one season. It's a right season. About 600 yards rushing for the New England Patriots. And now the Dallas Cowboys, I guess they want to go backwards. The Dallas Cowboys bringing in Ezekiel Elliott if he can go out there and pass his physical. A matter of fact, let's take a listen again to Mr. Travis Kelce. Rather happy, rather hyped to have this contract extension. This is what he told the Kansas City Chiefs on their social media. Listen.
Back at it again, baby. Woo! Have to see a little Super Bowl right there, man. Feels good to be in KC. I remember coming here 12 years ago, man. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years. But No better than right now. Getting fired up for this year. Just got out on the field with the boys. Doggone, we're back at it, baby. Chiefs forever.
Yeah, Travis Kelce excited. No shock there. I feel like he's always excited. And then how about this? Hickey, his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, he's at Monday Night Raw. Did you see that?
No, really?
Yeah, he's hanging out. What's the Paul brother's name? The one that I can't keep up. Not the one fighting Tyson. It's Jake Logan.
Oh. Yeah,
because Patrick Mahomes is one of the, he's a spokesperson for the drink Prime, and I'm sure he has equity in it as well. Yeah, he showed up to Monday Night Raw. I don't know if he's going to give somebody a Stone Cold Stunner or something like that, but yeah, Patrick Mahomes he's at WWE tonight. Nothing better to do, I guess.
Could you imagine Stone Cold Stunner throws his back out?
You think he's going to give somebody a move?
I'm just saying, if I'm the Chiefs, I make sure he's far away from the ring. No one's coming in, surprising him, fake or real, doesn't matter.
What is he? He can't throw a punch? He can throw a punch, right?
No.
You can't even have him throw a punch?
Do you want him throwing a punch with his right arm?
No, I don't. Nah,
I wouldn't.
But think about the athletes that have part. But have they all been retired, right? No?
Gronk has, well, I think Gronk at the time he's participated has been retired before coming back.
Right. Rob Gronkowski's been in WWE. There was a point in time, and I know he's not in the best of health right now. Steve McMichael, he was in, I think, WCW 25, 30 years ago. But, you know, his time was done. I'm trying to think if there was an active at Shaq. Didn't Shaq every now and then used to get involved in the wrestling?
So this, I'm not going to pretend I don't know wrestling at all. WWE, SmackDown, Raw, I couldn't even tell the difference between them. So I don't know.
Dennis, I got the answer. Dennis Rodman. And I know that may not be the best example. Dennis Rodman was here on a finals run against the Utah Jazz, and he's wrestling. He was actively wrestling while he was playing on the Bulls.
Wait, during the finals?
Yes, Dennis Rodman.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Teflon, but still.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman says, I want to wrestle with Hulk Hogan. They actually, and I guess this was after, Karl Malone was there too. There was a point in time where Karl Malone and Dennis Rodman were in WCW. And they were on opposing sides. Don't get me started. It was like Hulk Hogan and Dennis Rodman versus Jay Leno and Karl Malone.
I mean, you talk about a mismatch. How did that Jay Leno get in there?
I don't know. Maybe somebody was talking crap on Jay Leno's show, and then, of course, Jay Leno has to. You know, tonight's show was a big deal. I know Jay Leno doesn't host it anymore. He's done. But, you know, back in the late 90s, it was Jay Leno and David Letterman. Everybody was on the show. So I assume that maybe Hulk Hogan or somebody was on the show. They promoted it. Jay Leno gets involved, and boom, now you got, you know, Dennis Rodman versus Karl Malone.
Let me tell you, times are a lot different then versus now. Could you imagine the finals? Like last year, you had Jokic and Jimmy Butler, like before game three, duking it out like WWE on Monday Night Raw. Holy cow.
Hey, look, isn't that what Joel Embiid does now? Lazy, dirty bum? That guy's dirty.
He takes it to the court.
Yeah, he's dragging people. His finishing maneuver, he'd drag you by the legs out the air and swing you into the ground. Like, I used to have empathy for him. And I want to have some right now. Bad knees, bad body. One half of his face right now is paralyzed with the Bell's palsy. Like, I want to feel bad for him. But not when he's complaining and whining and and I don't know if he stepped on Josh Hart intentionally yesterday against the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks are now up a 3-1 in their series against the Sixers, which is a damn shame because the Knicks is like Jalen Brunson. It's his show. He had 47 points yesterday. Joel Embiid had 27. He ran out of gas again at the end of the game. What else is new? He is just pathetic. He is. And he's complaining about everything. I mean, even the fans. Philadelphia is like 90 minutes, 2 hours away from New York, maybe even faster if you get on the train. And it is just like, he was complaining about the Knicks fans in the arena. Like, is he dissing his own fans in Philly? He's the worst. Listen to Joel Embiid last night after the game.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling him out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, you know, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
I'm not calling out the Philadelphia Sixers fans. I'm not calling them out, but I am disappointed. How about they need to call you and the whole team out? Y'all just crapped the bed completely. How about the fans? They deserve to be disappointed in you. Stop giving a damn about the fans. They ask you that question. Hey, Joel, how do you feel about the Knicks fans in the arena? Hey, I'm focused in on what we have going on the court. I and we need to do a better job. That's it, bro. All that other stuff, loser talk. The fact that you're standing there answering questions about the fans in the stands, loser talk. Focus in on the game. Why can't you stay healthy through a season? What the hell are you eating Monday through Friday? Are you on the Zion diet? Lose some weight so your joints could at least feel better next year, man. Oh, that's right. He's going to be in Paris representing Team USA. Can't wait. Come on. So how about you answer a basketball question? Here's Joel Embiid. Asked about the Sixers missing their final 11 shots from the field, going cold.
We just didn't make shots. Basketball is about making shots. I thought, you know, we created them. And sometimes you make them, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you make them, sometimes you don't. Well, how come every game you run out of gas? I know why. It's because you big as hell and you're hurt. I get it. Just pathetic, man. I was like, I like Joel Embiid. He's okay. Not anymore, man. Not after this series. Too much complaining, too much whining, too many dirty plays. And this would be an ideal time to be sympathetic. Oh, my God, the guy dropped 50 points with Bell's palsy. Oh, my God, you would think amazing performance, but nobody cares because he's dirty and he's complaining. The Knicks need to get the Sixers the hell up on out of here so the Sixers can just start their sad tour where we go into another offseason where Joel Embiid is going to be playing at Team USA in Paris, and is he healthy enough to even do it? And I know people in Philly are going to go, why is he going out there? He can't even stay healthy with us. He got bad knees. Like, the best thing that he needs to do is say, I'm done. He says, I'm not going, guys, sorry. But he jumped through all of these damn hoops to play for Team USA to be a front runner. And he can't now bow out. Oh, guys, I need to focus in on my health for the Sixers and for me, and I'm going to decline Paris. But then, too much ego. Hickey, you think Joel Embiid, let's say the Knicks get them the hell out of here. I would think the Knicks would at least win one out of the next three games. If the Knicks get them the hell out of here, does Joel Embiid say, hey, I'm removing myself from gold medal contention?
I would say probably not.
Yeah.
I think he tries to play.
He always tries to play. He can't do it.
And I would agree with you. It's for the detriment of the Sixers. I would not be happy if I was a Sixers fan. That's for sure.
Yeah, the guy can barely get through a game here. He's just going to go to Paris and win a free gold medal. That's if the U.S. wins. I guess they should with all the talent that they have. Yes, one guy already got eliminated. At least he can get some rest. Kevin Durant talked about them Suns. What a disaster they are. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. I'm going to get to the lines in a second. I did mention that there was a person who retired. Candace Parker, a women's basketball legend, future Hall of Famer. Speaking of Olympics, she's an Olympian as well, a two-time gold medalist. Candace Parker is crazy. 16 years in a WNBA, and that's accurate. She was the first pick in 2008, coming off of those two championships that she won in Tennessee, and she decided to call it a wrap. She won three championships, was a finals MVP multiple times, WNBA MVP, won a title in Los Angeles, went home, won one in Chicago, just won one with Las Vegas, although her foot was broken. She said she has had 10 surgeries. Says this foot, mind, and body is done, and it's time for her to walk away. Candace Parker is great. She's amazing. I'm going to reach out to Candace myself and see if we can have her join us whenever she settles down a little bit. Congratulations, Candace Parker, retiring. Let's get to the phone lines, 855-212-4227. Bob is here from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Bob?
Man, JR, what a pleasure to be on with you. You do such a great job, and I really, really like your show, man.
Thank you, man. What's up?
So I was in Utah during those finals that you were talking about when Rodman was carrying on.
Yeah.
You'll remember he went down to Vegas and left the team and just took off and went to Vegas. Nobody knew where he was.
Yep.
And he had Madonna with him. And when he got back, one of the sportscasters said, Dennis, what were you thinking the first time you were in Madonna's bed? And he said, I was thinking to myself, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, look, I mean, he was a wild dude. We can go down the long list of things that Dennis Rodman has participated in. I'll tell you this. At this stage of his life, and Dennis Rodman has to be sitting at or around 60 years old, I'm glad that we don't hear anything. I know his daughter plays on the U.S. Women's National Team for soccer. I think his son is a prospect somewhere else. And so it's good. No Dennis Rodman news at this stage of his life is good news because we've seen where a lot of people can end up. So I'm glad that he's good.
Absolutely. And I loved your take about the basketball player from Philadelphia. I'm sorry I didn't recall his name. But
Joel Embiid.
These guys, JR, these guys have a responsibility to the fans because they're making all this money. And the only reason that they're making this money is because of the fans. And you've got a responsibility to your fans to try and be the best that you can be for the team that you're playing for. And I'm sick and tired of the mamby-pamby, bamby baby sitting on the bench because I don't feel good.
Yeah. Well, in the case of Joel Embiid, he really is busted up all the time. So he's in his own category. I mean, we got dudes who just need to sit down and rest. Joel Embiid is just he's a mummy. You know, it's like a mummy in a cartoon. If he walks the wrong way, his limb will fall off, and then he keeps walking slow, and an arm and a head will fall off, and he got to pick it up and put it back on. Joel Embiid, it's a wonder that he can play.
Mix in an appointment with a trainer, you know? Get yourself healthy. Get right. Get a nutritionist. Get a trainer. Work yourself into playing shape.
Yeah.
That I
think would be part of it. Unfortunately, even when he was healthy as a younger player, he was just always hurt. Thank you, Bob, for calling from North Carolina. Yeah, no, Joel Embiid, you know, he was not always this big. It just feels like naturally as he's gotten older, as he's been injured along the way, this is a part of it. Joel Embiid in Kansas certainly doesn't look like the same Joel Embiid that we have now. And can he get into shape? I know how he could. By not going to Paris, running around on two bum knees, playing for Team USA, he could just stay here in the States and try to shed weight. You don't got to be a rocket scientist to say, yo, you're big. You got bulky knees. Everything is always busted. Do you want to lose some LBs? And I don't know. Maybe Joel Embiid is eating the healthiest meals. Hickey, you think he's just eating salmon and rice and quinoa every day and kale? Is Joel Embiid eating that all day?
I would say no. I would say he probably is in the middle.
He's eating a steak and a donut. You think he's getting Wendy's and candy and stuff?
Yeah, I don't think he's not a strict Mr. Health diet. I also don't think he has the Zion diet either. I think he's somewhere in the middle.
Even his body composition, it's not. He's big, and I've seen him up close. I saw him just a couple of months ago. He was here in Atlanta. And I'm staring right at the guy. He's a couple of feet away from me. He's right in front of me. And I'm like, okay, this is a big dude. Yes, he is. And no, he's not a fat slob. No, he's not. But he's big. but he could certainly stand to change his body composition. But I don't know what the hell he eats, because all professional athletes, they show themselves when they work out. But nobody wants to show us their diet, right? Nobody. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Doug is here from Maryland. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I want to tell you, back in the 90s, I read Pete Maravich's book, Heir to a Dream. And in 1973, Pistol Pete Maravich had Bell's palsy, and he missed 10 to 15 games. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm not saying that Embiid's lying. I'm not saying his doctor's lying, but it's awfully strange that he's able to play basketball with Bell's palsy. I mean, the entire side of your body is numb.
Well,
okay?
Hold on, Doug. Here's a couple of questions before you continue on. Doug, are you a doctor?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so we can stop the conversation right there, because there are certainly different levels to Bell's palsy. I will tell you that a very good friend and someone that I've had on the JR Sport Brief show multiple times, he goes by the name, maybe you know him, maybe you don't. His name is Jim Ross, okay? He's a wrestling broadcaster. He's also a huge Oklahoma Sooners fan. I've had him on air. Jim Ross has Bell's palsy. Jim Ross, his face, unfortunately, has been paralyzed due to stress and probably due to Bell's palsy for the past 25-plus years, okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's not fair, and what I cannot do as the host of this show is to just say, hey, I got a question whether or not he's this because of something that happened with someone else. Everybody's body is different. Every case is different. And we have to be responsible about it. I can tell you what I have seen and what most people have seen and what we've discussed here on the air as it relates to Joel Embiid. Last week here on the air, we had Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia Inquirer. And I asked him about Joel Embiid and his eye. I asked him about his eye. Why is he wearing shades? And Keith, whether or not he knew and wanted to protect his privacy due to health reasons, said that his eye has been scratched. Later on, we find out that he has Bell's palsy. Look, there is a reason why, and this is not speculation. Joel Embiid was on the floor, cameras in his face during a basketball game. He could not blink. He did not move. The left side of his face did not move. And people looked and said, what is going on with him? And we got a diagnosis. And so without being a doctor, I would just say, and I want to thank you for calling, Doug, you go look into, just read about what it is. Every case is different. From what I've read and understand, Bell's palsy can be something that lasts, comes and goes after a couple of weeks, a couple of months. Not a one size fits all. Everybody's body is different. I'm not going to question this man. The guy can look at him and go, he's not blinking. His side of his face is not moving. I don't need to be a doctor to see that, but I'm not going to play a doctor on the radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 855-212-4227. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We'll come back. Speaking of crybabies, the Lakers are trying to stave off elimination in about 40 minutes. I'm going to share with you just a lot of things that happened this day in sports. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I know right before we went to break, we talked about Joel Embiid. The Sixers are down against the New York Knicks 3-1. Knicks are really, well, it's Jalen Brunson and whoever else plays that night. Brunson had 47 points yesterday. Embiid had 27. Embiid is running out of gas at the end of every game. Now he's complaining about the fan support inside the arena. A lot of Knicks fans showing up in Philly. And just Joel Embiid is complaining. Just hurt and complaining is a bad combination. Philadelphia 76ers on the verge of elimination. Look, we got a busy night in the NBA as well. Boston and Miami are going at it. Boston is leading 86-70. Oklahoma City and New Orleans are going at it right now. OKC leads 39-31. And so we got some teams that are trying to just move on to the next round. And in about 30 minutes, there's going to be another game that gets underway between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. Over the weekend, the Los Angeles Lakers, they avoided a sweep, picking up their first and only game, only victory of the series, 119-108. LeBron James, old man LeBron, dropped 30 points to avoid elimination. And the Lakers, their season could end tonight, or the Lakers could continue on. Head coach Michael Malone, he said, look, closing anybody out is not easy. Listen to this.
They're not rolling over. They're not going to give us the first round victory. We're going to have to earn it. We're going to have to take it. And tonight, we didn't come close to earning it or taking it. And that's why we got beat. That's a talented team over there.
Well, LeBron James, you're a talented team, right? Well, what the hell do y'all need to do to stay alive tonight, LeBron?
They're going to make adjustments. They're a great team. They're great, you know, super well coached. So, you know, we have to be able to counter their attack, but also come in with the same mindset that we have to sustain our effort. We have to sustain our energy. You know, however we're able to do that.
Man, it's inevitable for the Los Angeles Lakers to lose. You know that, right? We're just wasting everybody's time. I don't know. Maybe the Los Angeles Lakers have some type of miraculous comeback, but come on now. Let's be real. I doubt it. I really do. No different than, I mean, they're not playing tonight, but like the Bucks are done. There's no Damian Lillard and Giannis. There's, you know, Lillard got that busted up ankle and Middleton's ankle was busted up the other day. And Giannis, like, they'd have to come back and save the team. The Bucks also one game away from elimination. And congrats again to the Minnesota Timberwolves for advancing, sweeping the Phoenix Suns. 855-212-4227. And then we've also learned that Joel Embiid, he's questionable for what could be a closeout game against the Knicks. Hickey, he got to try to play, right? He has to. If he doesn't play in a closeout game, he has to stay home. He's going to turn into like enemy number one in Philly. He can't do that.
There's no way he's not going to play, right? I mean, there's no way.
He has to drag one leg out there and try to play.
Bare minimum.
Yeah, they say he's questionable. He has to play. He has to try to play. If he wants to stay in any type of decent grace in Philly, he has to go play. Can't end the season like that and then go to the Olympics like it's all hunky-dory. Can't do that. 855-212-4227. Aaron is calling from New Orleans. Hey, Aaron, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on?
Oh, man, everything is happening, man. Playoff time, man. You got to love it to the fullest.
Good. What's on your mind?
Man, all right. I just want to quickly chime in on Joel Embiid and get off of that right quick. Okay, so for the most part, with all the antics that's going on with him, he let his team down. All he needed was a few more shots than what he did in the drop big 50 game, and he could have put his team in a contention to win that game. There was no reason for everything else. I mean, you disrupt what your team has going on with the size that you have and the mechanics that you have, at least have that we've seen, and the potential to have his team get in position to win. All he has to do is just that. Play your position, get to your spots, make your shots. They lose by, what, five? That's no reason for that. He needs to be out of there. That's a wrap for Joel Embiid.
Well,
that's
what I feel. It's one thing to say that. You got to be in decent enough condition to actually play at the end of games. And
yeah,
they missed 11 straight shots. And then also, I know there's a lot of Sixer fans who are happy about this. You know, Tobias Harris is playing and has been on a max contract, and he's just a ghost. And he's actually gotten worse as the years have gone on. So it's just a complete disaster in Philly, and their fans are going to have a lot to discuss this summer once they are eliminated. I mean, if it's not going to come at the hands of the Knicks, it's inevitable. And I think Joel Embiid, he may be in for a rude awakening in Philly because they're running out of people around him. And thank you for calling from New Orleans. Like, they're running out of people to blame. Like, what are we going to do now? Just blame Nick Nurse? He's the latest guy to blame? No, he ain't going to get no blame. Ben Simmons is gone. Doc Rivers is gone. Just everybody is gone. It's just him now. Blame him. Andrew is calling from New York. Andrew, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind, man?
Cool. I hope we can switch gears real quick, kind of talk about Buffalo Bills and the NFL draft. Get your thoughts on
Yeah, brother, just ask me. Shoot.
So, a lot of Brandon Bean's getting a lot of heat talking about trading to the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm trying to be all right with the two. I'm in Orchard Park, New York. You know, really needed a big draft from the Buffalo Bills, and really needed that top tier receiver. Don't think they found any trade.
Uh oh.
Not gonna be able to go out and get that top receiver.
Oh crap!
You pick the guy.
And Andrew, your connection is not good, man.
Pick a guy who runs a 4.6, and you gave up Xavier Worthy to the best team in the league, who you can't get past. You can't get past him. So. Why would you trade to Kansas City?
Well, we talked about, and thank you, Andrew, for calling from New York. We talked about the draft last week. We did it live. And myself and Bart Winkler talked about the trade, and I found it to be ridiculous. We talked about it on Friday as well. Do I think Xavier Worthy at what, 5'8", 175 pounds, is the best option, the best player to play up in Buffalo? No, not when it gets cold. I wouldn't. I would have looked at Legate out of South Carolina. But, hey, they ended up with Keon Coleman, who's a big-bodied wide receiver. But, yeah, I don't think the Buffalo Bills, I don't think they've improved. And we talked about this last hour with Emory Hunt. He joined us as a guest from CBS Sports HQ. They got their work cut out for them. I mean, you think about the Buffalo Bills for the past couple of seasons. This is a team that people expected to compete for an AFC championship and go to the Super Bowl. This is a team that you take a look at their quarterback in Josh Allen. There's expectations every year that he was going to be an MVP. Did any of that happen? No, it hasn't. And so how long do you stretch all of this out before the window, quote unquote, closes? I'm not telling you that they're done. I'm not telling you that they're a bad team. But the Buffalo Bills right now just appear good. I think we've passed the point, gone past the point of the Buffalo Bills, one of the top teams in the AFC. They're going to knock them off. Well, how many years do you sit at the top and don't do nothing? Like, who cares? Go out there and prove it. I've had my share, and I don't look at this offseason as one where they've just, you know, wowed me. Not at all. Will they be good? Yeah. Will they compete for a playoff spot? Yeah, if they're healthy, they should. But knocking off and being Super Bowl, you know, contenders, I'd be surprised if that were the case. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to fill you in on a few things that took place this day in sports history.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we've had a busy day. A busy, busy day. Thank you to Malik Spencer, Michigan State University. We had a Spartan on the line. Yeah, could be taken in the first round of next year's draft. Plays a defensive back. Thank you so much to my main man, Emory Hunt, for joining us as well, a football analyst for CBS Sports HQ. And we've obviously talked a lot of football today. We've talked basketball with the playoffs, draft winners and losers and what have you. And if you missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And thank you to people who are listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. We appreciate you. Tomorrow, we plan on having some fun as well. Maybe we have some eliminations. Maybe the Los Angeles Lakers are done. I can assure you, if the Lakers season is cooked, we're going to be talking some Lakers tomorrow. And maybe, just maybe, we have some other contracts that get done in the NFL. Travis Kelce with a 2-year contract extension that takes him through 2027. And then also Ezekiel Elliott picking up one more year here with the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys bringing back Ezekiel Elliott. And sometimes it's good to go back in time, and other times it's not. Matter of fact, I think it's good for us to go back in time because today is April 29th. And right now, it's time for us to take a trip down memory lane and look at some things that happened this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time, because today is April 29th, 2024. We got to go back to 1986, because there was a man. His name was Bo Jackson, and Bo knows and Bo did everything. Came off of a Heisman victory at Auburn. We know he wanted to play baseball. He wanted to play football. Ultimately, he did with them Royals, also with those Raiders who selected him in the 1987 draft. But before that, in 1986, hey, he was actually had an opportunity to play for the Bucks because they selected him at number one overall in 1986. But by the draft process and talking to him, he had no idea that he was now being made ineligible to finish out the baseball season. He feels that the Bucks screwed him to ensure that he played football and not baseball. And Bo Jackson said, oh, no, I will never play for the Tampa Bay Bucks. At that time, there was a Buck. His name is Steve Young. Before he went to San Francisco, Steve Young, he was trying to convince Bo Jackson to come to work. Matter of fact, Steve Young told this story to Rich Eisen. Listen.
Hugh Culverhouse, the owner at the time, we had become friends, called me and said, hey, we're going to go to dinner with Bo Jackson. I need you to convince him to come here because he wants to play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, great. That'd be awesome. And so we went to dinner and he says, at some point I'm going to get up and leave and then you got to sell him. You got to tell him how great it is, you know. And like, I don't know how great I'm going to tell him it is, but I'm going to tell him, we need you. I need some help. And so you've got this pointed moment. Hugh Culverhouse excused himself from the table. And then I was up. You know, I was like, I got to convince Bo Jackson to come to Tampa. And I literally started to speak. And I got maybe one word out. He goes, bro, don't worry about it. I'm never coming here.
That did happen. That's true. He said that to you?
So true. Absolutely true. And I was like, Bo, what? He goes, bro, don't worry about it. It's not happening. I'll never be here. It's never, you know, and he goes, I don't know how you, and he goes, what are you doing here? I don't have a choice, bro. It's called the draft.
Wow.
That's how it works. And he goes, well, I got choices, so it ain't happening.
Yeah, listen, ain't nothing better than choices. The very next year after playing for the Royals and starting his career in baseball already, hey, he ended up with Al Davis, seventh round. Yeah, we had more than seven rounds at that point in time. Yeah, Bo Jackson was able to do both. Had some snazzy pairs of kicks, too. Bo knows and Bo knew I wasn't going to play for Tampa. He feels that he got screwed. Speaking of getting screwed, man, this day in sports history, April 29th, 2014, we got to go back. There was an idiot, a racist piece of trash who owned the Los Angeles Clippers. His name was Donald Sterling. And after V. Stiviano, whatever her name is, decided to snitch on him, yeah, the young woman who he was cheating with, she put out videos or audio tapes where, yeah, Mr. Sterling wanted to say, hey, stop bringing black people to my games and why are you hanging out with Magic Johnson, and another tapes about the beautiful black bodies of his players and treating them like racehorses that he picked up out the street. It's just disgusting. Listen to Adam Silver and what was one of his defining early moments as commissioner, telling Donald Sterling, bro, you gone.
Shortly after the release of an audio recording this past Saturday morning of a conversation that allegedly included Clippers owner Donald Sterling, the NBA commenced an investigation, which among other things included an interview of Mr. Sterling. That investigation is now complete. The central findings of the investigation are that the man whose voice is heard on the recording and on a second recording from the same conversation, that was released on Sunday is Mr. Sterling, and that the hateful opinions voiced by that man are those of Mr. Sterling. Accordingly, effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA.
Oh, yeah, he banned him. And then he was forced to sell the team for $2 billion to Steve Ballmer from Microsoft. And now we see Steve Ballmer and has certainly brought in a lot of talent, albeit some of them are hurt. Hi, Kawhi. And then he's bringing a new stadium. The stadium debuts later on this year, the Intuit Dome. And so Steve Ballmer, not Sterling. Sterling was fined $2.5 million, sold the team for $2 billion, and then also sued the NBA for having to sell the team. And they settled. So I don't know if Mr. Sterling was really punished, but at least he's out of the NBA. That's nice, right? What a wild world. That was 2014. Adam Silver has been here now for 10 years. That's like the first thing. He just got the job from David Stern, and that's what he had to deal with. At least the Clippers got a decent owner. He's giving people toilets. Hickey, a lot of toilets in Los Angeles for those fans.
No one will ever have to wait in line again to pee. Good for you, Steve Ballmer. I like that.
Yeah, if we still had Donald Sterling, they'd still be sharing the Staples Center, and people would have to wait 5 years to use the restroom. Hey, good stuff. Hickey, thank you for an amazing show, man.
JR, thank you. A lot of fun here the last 4 hours.
Yeah, let's see what happens with the Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe by the time we get back on the air tomorrow, maybe their season will be done, and then we can diagnose how terrible they look. The Celtics are smacking the Heat right now. The Thunder and Pelicans are Thunder lead 44-43 at halftime. OKC trying to eliminate them. Listen, folks, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network, it is done. But don't go anywhere. A, because I said so. And then B, Bart Winkler is coming up next. Y'all be safe, be well, be cool, and be smooth. Catch you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to Ryan Hickey. You're listening to the Infinity Sports Network. JR Sport Brief show is done.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.